obviously coming up with songs and digging around a little bit more for more slowcore music. I was excited especially about having played Earth Moon Transit, the band rather than the song, and yeah, it's exciting for me to see music inspired by one of my favorite bands, that being Duster, and I've been a fan of slowcore music for a long time, so it's always enjoyable for me to delve back into a genre that I haven't devoted as much time to as of late. Been getting back into it again, and maybe this is a good opportunity for me to seek out a little bit more. Anyway, this is the end of the hour, so thanks for listening, and I'll be back on next week, Monday, 8 p.m.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
And they end up in some places where you'd least expect them. They go all over our country.
Like snakes, they Phil Gray, and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 416. And this podcast was never intended to be all about eulogies for dead rock stars, but here we are again. Just a few days after losing Little Richard and releasing a show dedicated to him, this week we pay tribute to Phil May, born Philip Dennis Arthur Wadey, passed away 15th of May. Phil May, lead singer of The Pretty Things, and probably the most stable member through the entire life of The Pretty Things. Band formed in 1963 in Kent, UK. Pure rhythm and blues in their early years, they of course became heavily psychedelic by the late 60s, continued through into the early 80s. I hadn't realised really just how tied up The Pretty Things were with the Rolling Stones story. So The Pretty Things were preceded by a band called Little Boy Blue and the Blue Boys. In that band, Dick Taylor, along with Keith Richards and Mick Jagger. So Taylor, Jagger and Richards joined Brian and Ian Stewart in the early Rolling Stones. Just a few months later, though, Dick Taylor left the Rolling Stones, and then fellow student Phil May convinced him to form a new band. That's how The Pretty Things came to be. So we started this show with The Pretty Things, an acetate recording of Perfecting Grey. The show has a few more Pretty Things tracks and some covers as we pay tribute to the late Phil May. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, here's a track from The Pretty Things, Under an Alter Ego, called The Electric Banana. If you're not familiar with The Electric Banana, during the late 60s, The Pretty Things made extra money by recording for music library company DeWolf Records. Some of these songs ended up in some budget films, including The Haunted House of Horror, also some softcore porn. They were never intended for official release, but all of these tracks were compiled and released under the alias Electric Banana on a number of albums from 1967 through to 1978, and generally those recordings never credited to The Pretty Things. So here's a taste of that, The Electric Banana with It'll Never Be Me. Someone standing by.
child that's scared. The child of the fading name that's never said. Bright fantasies of the child's life are spinning around this mother's head.
Phil is a terrific guy, but we get along.
Retrospect.
Symbols crash, you must not be last.
You're listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
A set of three tracks by The Pretty Things, the band we're focusing on this episode, in tribute to lead singer Phil May, who passed away in the last few days. So we had The Pretty Things, also known as Electric Banana, in this case with It'll Never Be Me, top of the set. Then we had Eagles' Son, another Pretty Things oddity. This one is off an album called The Pretty Things, Philippe Debarge. Now, this is an album released 2009, bringing together tracks recorded in 1969 and one track, I think, from 2008. So The Pretty Things, Philippe Debarge album was recorded by The Pretty Things with a French playboy called Philippe Debarge in September 69. A curio, really, this I would imagine, funded by French playboy Philippe Debarge. So the track Eagle's Son, wrapping the set, the main track, really, off their fantastic SF Sorrow album. The song was called SF Sorrow Is Born. Now, SF Sorrow, fourth album by The Pretty Things, released 1968, and absolutely one of the first rock concept albums. Based on a short story that Phil May had written, it's a song cycle telling the story of Sebastian F. Sorrow from birth through love, war, tragedy, madness, and the disillusionment of old age. So one of the first concept albums. The Pretty Things, SF Sorrow Is Born, off SF Sorrow.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Well, in typical Retrospect style, let's look at some cover versions of Pretty Things tracks. This one's from a band called The Selected Few from Wellington, New Zealand, formed 1966. Band members still at high school. Regular performers on the Wellington Youth Circuit. The single Get the Picture, released on HMV in 1966 here in New Zealand. the band together through to 1968. So this is New Zealand's The Selected Few with Get the Picture. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 416. We're focusing on The Pretty Things in tribute to the late Phil May. So we had New Zealand's The Selected Few with Get the Picture, followed by The Jagged Edge out of Michigan, 7-inch 45, released 1966, Midnight to Six Men. A little bit of Global Garage coming up next.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk, Garage Rock and Psychedelia.
Well, The Pretty Things' influence spanned the world of 60s garage outside of the UK and the States as well. So here is a band called The Mods out of Denmark covering The Pretty Things' Get the Picture.
I know a picture. Jill Francis from Rarotonga. We are COVID-free and all quite drunk here. Yeah, retrospect.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. The Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
We now continue with Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM. Thank you.
and there's three global garage Pretty Things covers. The Mods from Denmark get the picture. Then the Desperates, Austrian band, their cover of the Pretty Things track LSD, wrapping the set, a band called The Others, off an album called Pop 67. It's a Columbia Records compilation of Norwegian bands, such as the Firestones, the Moonspinners, the Landlords, the Tremblers, the Horrids, and the band we had, The Others, with their cover of the Pretty Things, Buzz the Jerk.
There are mamas and daddies today that know how to turn their children loose to go to the dance, and young people that know how to dance today but don't know how to do that which is right.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, top of the set, I talked about how the Pretty Things had done some recordings as the Electric Banana. So here is an example of that, of a 1967 set of recordings. This one is Alexander.
Eastern shores, they seem so full of promise. Been a rest, they lacerate the skyline. On pulsing seas, we drift into the harbor. Gulls, they die with screams of Alexander. Holds his book of numbers. Buildings jangle with the children's laughter. Mount Olive gathers eyes on distant beaches. A woman's face dissolves, I hear her screeches. Step with the knife of words. Young girl marries with bouquet of letters. One life explodes and slides into the sea. The city lies buried beneath the curses.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Why did she have to be? It's another cover of a Pretty Things track called Sittin' All Alone by a band called The Black Batman. Did what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah!
Well, we've been focusing on Pretty Things tracks. Let's look a little bit more broadly for the rest of the show. Here is a track from here in New Zealand, a great band called the La-Di-Das, formed 1963 as the Mergers, together both here in Australia until 1975. This one's going out to my friend Steve Ockerman in Charlotte, became a granddad in the last few days. So this is the La-Di-Das with Hey Baby.
Feel that the rottenest music that's ever come out of the pit of hell is rock and roll.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
A little girl
listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Stop now, give your heart to
long set of four. The La-Di-Das from New Zealand with Hey Baby. Then an obscurity from a band called The Scruffy Group. Picture up on our Instagram and our Facebook. It's a release on Temo Records out of the States. The Scruffy Group were students at Ohio State. They started out playing parties, but then formed a working band and relocated to Cleveland. 1965, they got to make a 45, and they wrote the song Little Girl, the track we had, and the B-side, Do, in just 4 hours. So that's the Scruffy Group with Little Girl. Then we had Tremors from Urbana, Ohio, just one single on a label called Catalina in 1967. We took the A-side called Wonderin' Why. The B-side was called What Have I Done. Now that 45, apparently back in 2012, sold for nearly $2,500. However, Wondering Why appears on Garage Punk Unknowns Volume 2, thankfully. So the Tremors with Wondering Why. And then we had another obscurity, Dexter and the Derbies from Athens, Alabama. Just one single, released August 1967. Band members of Dexter and the Derbies, all 12 years old when they recorded that song. Dexter and the Derbies with Time, bringing us to the end of this episode in which we pay tribute to the late Phil May, lead singer and founding member of The Pretty Things, wrapping the show with some garage obscurities that we love here on Retrospect. And we're going out, of course, with an instrumental. This one is from 1962, band out of Phoenix, Arizona, called Bud, Spud and the Sprouts. This one is called Slow Jam. I'm Phil Gray. That's a wrap for episode 416 of Retrospect. Oh,
connect with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? Fine, but it's really not appropriate.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions. Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting, site creation, and more. The Study Coffee House. The Study is a fully licensed, intimate live venue and the place to get your caffeine fix while on the Lakehead University campus.
The Monday Night